Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself, discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is Beth Wolf, your host today, and we're going to be diving into one of the dimensions, emotional, mental, today in regards to your seven dimensions of life and full expression. And today we're going to explore, elevate, and expand into forgiveness. Title of the talk today is Liberating Yourself Through Forgiveness. And I don't know about you, but who doesn't need to know more about forgiveness and bring it into their life? So one of the things this has been really personal and helpful to me is to know what forgiveness is and how to do it. And I had been taught through religious process that I really needed to seek out, you know, confessing and then hear somebody say that they forgive me and I forgive them. And I got introduced to a whole different aspect of forgiveness in regards to the energy of forgiveness. And so how do we do that? And I wanted to start out with this quote by Jack Kornfield, who is a meditation teacher and spent some time as a monk and has written over 15 books. And he says that forgiveness is not just about the other. It is for the beauty of your soul. It is for your own capacity to fulfill your life. And I feel that I actually got to experience that particular quote in full color, as I'll share a little bit as we go on here. But first of all, how do you direct your thoughts and emotional energy really is going to depend on where you place your attention. Have you guys heard that before? I certainly have. You might have heard, where you put your attention is where your energy flows. And about 6-7 years ago, that was new information to me. Even though I was unconsciously using it, I wasn't necessarily aware of it. So there might be some ways that you're misusing your mind in the midst of attempting to live a life in full expression, and that it gives you life and that you really love it. So let's look at how you and I include myself in this, of how we might sometimes misuse our mind in regards to investing our energy and also what it has to do with forgiveness. So one of the first ways that we can misuse our mind is having thoughts and feelings about resentment towards a particular situation or a particular person. And then the second way is rehearsing that emotional hurt over and over again. Have you guys ever done that? Have you had a conversation with someone where you're retelling the story of how you got hurt over and over and over again? Now, if everything is truly energy, our words are energy, our emotions, our thoughts are all energy, we are actually creating an expansion of that hurt inside us and for us. And I was like, oh my goodness, didn't even know that I was doing that with myself. So know that you are directing your life energy every moment of your life, no matter what. So we are either going to harness energy to create a life of full expression that we really love, that aligns with our dreams and our core values by design, or we're going to be creating a life that we have been living by default. We're going to live from those emotions of hurt and those emotional stories. And, you know, let me tell you what this person did to me and what they did to this person. That's energy, and it's going to expand. So let's begin to unpack this. And building a life that is by design may require a bit of a sacrifice from us and for us. Now, when I first heard that word sacrifice, I'm like, that just kind of reminds me of being crucified and nailed there. But I began to learn about a law called the law of increase, the law of circulation, and really the law of sacrifice is allowing ourselves to let go of something lesser for something greater. And when it was explained to me like that, I'm like, oh, I'm letting go of something that really isn't serving me in order to step into an energy that really does serve me. So if we're building the same old story, we're actually sacrificing the life of our dreams that brings us even greater happiness and freedom. And building the life we would love to express also requires a willingness to, you know, repeatedly let go of that story. And it takes practice. And this sacrifice will not require us to give up anything that we love. Now, I had thought that sacrifice meant that we had to give up something that we love. But as I dove into this and actually began to apply it to my own life, I found out, sacrifice is a good thing of letting go of the lesser and making room for the greater. It's going to require us to release any thoughts that are actually limiting us from really expressing our full life and living out that dream. And it's that's not in alignment with what we would love. And there's one spiritual practice that liberates us from the constriction of these thoughts or the behaviors. And that is what we're going to is the topic of today is the practice of forgiveness. And even that was kind of a foreign concept to me, is that I would actually get to practice forgiveness. So the spiritual practice of forgiveness is really a gateway to our lives in full expression. And forgiveness is something new I learned about it, is it's really a shift in perception. It's our ability to give up a limiting perception or our current view of being a victim or being hurt for a more expansive way of living that is in harmony with what we would really like to experience. So it is usually easy to forgive small mistakes, right? Not a big deal. And it may be easy to forgive people that we don't even know or have that much of a relationship with. But if there is a strong betrayal in your life, then forgiveness may be a much more rigorous practice. And I actually had the opportunity to practice this kind of rigor in my own life. And I'll share that as we get further down into this. So the other part of holding on to a long-held resentment or an emotional pattern actually requires energy from us. If we're going to hold on to that story, there's energy that gets to be fed into that story. But here's the good news about this, that we can give up those patterns of resentment actually through this practice of forgiveness. And I'm going to share one way that you can do that today. So by the end of this episode, you're going to have a tool and a skill set that's going to help you with that. And a person who holds resentment, it's a little bit of a story that my mentor shared with me, is someone who picks up a hot piece of coal and while expecting the other person to be the one who gets burned, really, I get burned in the process. If I'm holding that piece of coal, looking at it to throw at someone, my own hand is getting burned in that process. So we cannot hold a resentment and expect to live a life that we love living in full expression. We really get to be willing to sacrifice that resentment, letting go of it, allowing the greater to come in order to make room to receive the life we love. And if you think about it, just with the metaphor, if we're holding on to the resentment, just as you're looking at my fist here and we're holding on to something, my hand is really not open to actually receive something new. So just reminding ourselves, do we have our hands out in a receiving mode? Do we have our heart and our mind open in a receiving mode? Or are we clutched in like that? It's a good word picture for us to have. So forgiveness really frees us from being ruled by our own resentment. Who doesn't want to be free? And when we are ruled and fueled by resentment, we actually deflect the good away from our lives. I had no idea of this 6-7 years ago. So if we forgive, then the amount of energy previously invested in the resentments will now be available to invest in creating our life in full expression. And so according to the law of circulation, we must actually give in order to receive the good we actually desire. And who would have thought that part of the giving is actually a letting go of those stories that are full of hurt and resentment? Because, you know, we're not the stories. We really are more than our stories and our experiences. We're more than that. Our life is breathing us. We're spirit. And this body is something that spirit and that energy flows through. So we're way more than that. Although we can let those stories in history have us if we want, you know, if we're not aware of it. But ultimately, it's about letting go of that, so we're open to receive. So forgiving is one way that we can give to others and to ourselves. So through forgiveness, we actually shift our perceptions, and again, we free up that energy and for more positive life-giving ways. And if we determine we have any forgiveness work to do, let's just ask the question, are you breathing? I'm breathing. Then the answer is going to be yes, we do have forgiveness work to do. And we all have forgiveness work to do. In this human experience, forgiveness is an ongoing process and may be made into a lifelong practice. You know, just even in the wisdom of some of the scriptures in the Bible, Jesus was asked, how many times do I forgive from his disciples? And he said 70 times 7, which really in Hebrew is you're doing it. It's active. It's active throughout your day as you're living. You're in an act of forgiving. You're in an act of shifting your perceptions and staying awake to that. So here's a way you can actually begin to practice. There's a powerful affirmation, and I actually go back into this episode database, and I'll put this affirmation in there so you can have it as just a free gift to you. So here's this affirmation that I actually have done for years when I was in a very emotional resentment energy, and it goes like this. I make a commitment to experience the freedom of forgiveness. And when I notice that I am holding people, conditions, and circumstances hostage in my mind, I am willing to change my thoughts in that moment and release myself and all others to the benefit of a greater good. And again, I'll put that in that affirmation in there for you in the database. So we're going to take a short break, and I'm going to come back and share a story about jigsaw puzzles and the black pieces, and why are they so important to the big picture? So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this message.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a Humble Awakening of the Heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balanced Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. the Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, getrootedradio.com.
Welcome back, you guys, and this is Beth with Life in Full Expression. And today we're spending time in the emotional dimension of life in full expression. And the topic today is the skill set and the practice of forgiveness. And I'm going to share a little story about some jigsaw puzzles and actually a girl named Rachel in this story. And why are these pieces so important? So there's a story that the author Rachel Naomi tells about when she was a young girl whose family didn't have very much money. And so her father would always bring home jigsaw puzzles, and jigsaw puzzles would be the family activity. Well, Naomi said that as a young child, she remembers the family gathering around the table, putting the pieces together to create a picture. Well, her father, to increase their fun, would bring home the puzzle pieces, but guess what, you guys? He would hide the box the puzzle came in so no one knew what they were constructing, and it would be a surprise. You know how you get the puzzle box and you put the lid out and you can see what it is you are trying to put together? But he would hide the lids. So she said when she was 7 or 8, she had quite an imagination, and some of those puzzle pieces really scared her. And some of them were oddly shaped and dark, and she couldn't figure out what they were. And the box was gone, so she couldn't even see what the puzzle would look like when it all came together. And in her child's mind, some of these odd little dark pieces began to look grotesque and mean and scary and actually awful to her. And these little pieces actually began to frighten her. So, to deal with her own fear around those dark pieces, she would take them and she would hide them under the couch cushion, or she would put them in a drawer. Well, of course, the family, in constructing the puzzle, they would get down and there'd be 12 missing pieces. And over time, they would begin to realize that Naomi was the culprit, that she was the one that was hiding the pieces. And so her mother would say, "Naomi, now go find the pieces to the puzzle." And she would go dig out the pieces. And then they would fit into the puzzle. She said it was about the third time she dug out every puzzle piece, even though by itself it looked dark and grotesque, that it actually hit her that those hidden puzzle pieces and finish the picture, that she began to realize this very thing, that really they meant a lot to the overall puzzle. And so it is with different aspects of our lives. There are certain pieces to our own puzzle that when we look at them just as a snippet of our lives or this experience or that relationship, it can look mighty grotesque, and that this has happened to us or with us. And in and of itself, it very well may be. There are some grotesque stories out there. But in the whole scope of life and in the big picture of these pieces are essential. And so these pieces are not to be discarded or hidden. We just need to find where they fit, and they are meant to be part of a grand and glorious picture. So when you look at the great stories of all time, the masters, the sages, the avatars, we actually recognize that in the life story of each one of them, there is always the element of betrayal. And when you look at the scope of your own life, you will find elements of betrayal. I mean, it can be all the way from your school years to your adult years, wherever you are in those, that there might be some element of betrayal. And so guess what, guys? I got to experience this myself as I completed a 25-year marriage. And I knew intuitively that there was something going on. There was a lot of argument. There was a lot of dissension. And I was ultimately finding out that there was many aspects of the relationship that there was betrayal going on. But here's the thing. Ultimately, I came to a conclusion, just like Rachel in those black, grotesque pieces of the puzzle, that I was actually betraying myself because I knew something wasn't right, but I just kept staying and staying and staying and staying. So for some of you that might be in a relationship and there's that intuitive sense going off in you, like it did with me, and I knew there was something up. I found out some things after we completed the marriage that even some friends tried to tell me. And I was like, no, that can't be possible. Well, it was possible. It was true. It was going on. But ultimately, as I completed that marriage, it came down to that I needed to forgive not just my previous partner and husband, but I needed to forgive myself for not listening to my own heart, my own still small voice, my own intuition, that something was off here, and even if I didn't know the details. And I don't know if maybe you can relate to this. I actually went through a time where actually the black pieces of this puzzle, like Rachel was talking about, was I was so disappointed and angry with myself that I allowed that kind of betrayal to even happen with me. And notice that I used the word with me, that the betrayal didn't happen to me, it happened with me, because I don't want to be a victim of this, of these circumstances and conditions. I don't want to, you know, just give that power over to my previous partner. No, I knew something was up and I chose to stay, even though every part of my body was like, you need to go, you need to leave. And, you know, I got to the point where I didn't want to stay on this earth anymore. I really began at the last kind of 7-8 years of my marriage, had so many suicidal thoughts. And you know, there was a life breathing me that no, don't do it. And with other reasons. So this betrayal that I began to experience is through my own journey. I got to walk through some self-forgiveness and awareness. And I learned that forgiveness is giving for, that the forgiveness that I was actually going to do with my previous partner was really for me as well. There's a phrase that if you're going to keep somebody in jail in your mind, well, I'm the jailer and he's in jail figuratively, then I got to put energy into holding him in that place. And so I wanted to be freed up from being even the jailer and being freed up from feeling, you know, I felt silly. I felt stupid that I'd allowed that kind of betrayal to happen. So the forgiveness began to come from in giving one perception for another. I was like, giving one perception for another. Okay, I'm not even sure what perception I want to have and actually give. This is a new concept to me. So it begins to, this change in perception as I started learning about this, is that it began to open my own life to an awareness of, guess what? Love. That I could allow myself to not only be love and be loved, not only giving love, but actually being the essence of love. And actually for me to experience myself and that I was a co-creator in an abundant universe, and where I am a co-creator in a field of energy that has my best in its interest. I'm like, life is for me. It's not against me. And that it has a best good and it is for me. So one of the things that I heard from Einstein, kind of a smart guy, right? Once he said that every single one of us makes a fundamental decision, and that decision, the way we make it, will determine the whole course of our lives. The question we make a decision about is this. Is this universe friendly? He said, as long as you believe that the universe is really a malevolent, conspiring for bad, you will live in fear, torment, even in the tiniest of possibilities. But if you make a decision that the universe is actually friendly, seeking ever freer, fuller, expanded good, then you will open yourselves to that kind of support. And that's what I began to do. So the universe is constantly following an inner urge that is in the center of all life itself that says, you know, Beth, evolve. You guys evolve. Come, express, be, do, have. And once you've made the decision that the universe is friendly, you and I actually open ourselves to having access to the support that really is here. And as I was completing that marriage, I was not in a place that I thought the universe was friendly and supportive. Didn't even have an awareness of it. I was just like, I'm just hanging on for all life, you know? And this really, really served me. I started shifting my perception. And I started letting go of the lesser and making room for the greater. And the greater is that life is for me. This is a friendly universe. And I made that decision. So one of the major benefits of forgiveness is that it's going to free you and I from the resentment that actually could cloud our mind and stifle our vision for a dream. And I definitely was experiencing not only a cloudiness because, you know, I didn't even like myself at this point. I was just like, how did I let this happen? I'm an intelligent person. How did I let this happen? But I did. And not only letting it happen, but I had big dreams and I had just let go of my dream completely. And really, I was just hanging on for dear life with my next breath. So all of that to say is that I stepped into a daily forgiveness practice, and it truly was salvation for me. So take a short break and come on back, because we're going to talk about what it looks like to have a daily practice of forgiveness. And what if you could use the power of forgiveness to free yourself to this freer, fuller, more expansive life. So stay tuned. Come on back and let's learn how to have a daily practice of forgiving one perception for another. I'll be right back.
Take control over your future. I'm Lisa Belts, and I'm here to help you realize your true potential and become unshakable. Schedule a completely free introductory coaching session with me now to see for yourself how I work. Get the divine guidance that you need to transform your life for the better. Go to lisabelts.com and take that step towards transformation. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Welcome back, you guys. We are in the emotional dimension of life in full expression. I'm Beth, your host, and today we're talking about the practice of forgiveness. And if you're wondering if you need to practice forgiveness or would love to, just ask yourself if you're breathing. If you are, then you're in the right place. So the question for this segment is, what if you could use the power of forgiveness to free yourself to a freer, fuller, more expansive life? Well, let's start off with a quote by Martin Luther King Jr. He said that darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And with that, I want to dive into that forgiveness is a practice we actually conduct over time. And again, forgiving isn't always easy, right? And if we're breathing, we are likely having forgiveness work to do. So when just recapping a little bit from last segment, when we hold on and we rehearse past hurts, we actually begin to disempower ourselves. And another mentor of mine talks about how we just will scatter our energy out from us rather than it being more contained within us and like that we could actually utilize. So we disempower ourselves. We give it away by rehearsing those stories over and over again. And we forgive in order to actually free our energy previously directed to the hurt, the pain, and the blame, and instead access this energy to support us and serve our life in a full expression in the seven dimensions. So ultimately, forgiveness is really for ourselves and supporting our liberation and freedom to live the life we would love to live. And forgiveness makes us and our world ready. It makes it a better place. So imagine that 8 billion people in their heart and soul are allowing a shift in perception and letting go of the story for the greater good. And it's a beautiful thing. So we'll put that out in the airwaves of our beautiful earth. So betrayal is one of life's experiences that can be particularly rigorous. I shared a little bit about my own journey. Well, betrayal may evoke strong feelings within us, right? Very strong. And the frame of mind with which we respond to betrayal, well, it's going to have a direct connection to our capacities for a freer, fuller, more expanded life. And capacity, you know, the more that you can build that capacity, what's going to be filled in it is ultimately love. So all in how we respond to betrayal, we can increase our capacity to love. If we choose to think thoughts of resentment and hold a grudge, ultimately we'll create a contracted pattern of life. And what does a contracted pattern of life look like? Well, it might be a life of dis-ease. It might be a life of disease. It might be a life that you're doing the same day over and over again, the same pattern over and over again. So by you and I choosing to forgive, we actually give ourselves a gateway out of victimhood and have access to creative energy that requires us to really manifest our dreams. Well, what happens when you and I might allow ourselves to play in the energy of being a victim? We actually tell one story after another about what happened to us. And so being awake to how you're telling a story can really give you insight into where you're putting your energy. Remember, wherever you're putting your attention, that's where your energy is going to follow. So if you're rehearsing a painful story, you're creating a contracted pattern in your life. Well, what does a hero do? There's always that hero's journey, right? Everyone has one. And so a hero actually takes that act of betrayal and transforms their unfavorable circumstances and challenges into favorable and empowering life lessons. So I love one quote that I heard from, I believe it's one of Wayne Dyer's daughters, that she talked about, be a student of your circumstances, conditions, and situations. I was like, that is brilliant for us to be a student of those. What are we learning from that? So really, the opportunity is now that is we bring the power of forgiveness into a circumstance where we felt a betrayal or a hurt. And so forgiveness does not necessarily change the past. Although I've done a segment on The Power of Revision by Neville Goddard, and you can reimagine the events in the imaginal state, and it's going to serve your actual physicality. But at the level of fact, it still happened, right? So it's not going to change the past, but it does change our present, and it offers new opportunities for our future. Now, the way forgiveness works can be explained by comparing the conscious mind to a computer. So just imagine you're looking at a computer, and there's only a certain amount of energy storage within the conscious mind, just like there's only a certain amount of storage in a computer. There's only a certain amount of RAM or hard drive. And so if we hold a big file full of resentment, big, huge file, that space is not available to be used for life in full expression. It's not being used for your dreams that you would love to be experiencing. So when we practice forgiveness, we actually get an opportunity to change the perception, and the way we look at these things, and these things change. And this opens us up to an opportunity for us to clear out some of that contractive and congested energy in our mental computer. Imagine just super cool, could hit a button that says delete, and you could write in a whole new story, letting go of the lesser and letting the greater in. So forgiveness is the process of cleaning out some of the energy that doesn't support your dream. You're like, get it out of there. And however, this doesn't necessarily happen all at once. And cleaning out these files, actually these mental files, may take a little bit of time in comparison to a computer. You know, if you have a backlog of a lot of data in your hard drive, or even emails, it takes a little bit for it to get dumped out of the trash, and then you got to dump the trash. So it takes time, some repetition, and practicing forgiveness on a regular basis actually begins to repattern, and it works. And you guys, I needed that after I completed a 25-year marriage and had thoughts that I didn't really want to stay on this earth anymore. I mean, you know, like, what's the point? My image of self-deserving was so low at that point that, you know, I was like, why stay? So forgiveness is not something that I just did one time. I did it again and again and again. It's a mental and emotional cleaning and cleansing. And you know what? I even practice it today. I found some things that I was like, oh, that kind of triggered a memory in me that happened with me. And I say it out loud, and I'm like, oh, that was a trigger. And now I'm noticing that I'm just going to clean it out. So in other words, you and I can actually practice what's called spiritual hygiene. In the same way that you and I may shower and brush our teeth every day, we get to practice forgiveness on a regular basis. And so you get to really have the opportunity to expand your practice of forgiveness and free up your energy for your dream. So really, what begins to help us bridge, you know, just imagine this canyon and there's a gap in the middle of it. And what's going to actually help you and I bridge this, maybe this resentment and maybe, you know, betrayal that maybe you've experienced like I have in your circumstances. And so, as I, you know, looked at this canyon and how to bridge from where I was at to really living a life of full expression and that I love, is bridging over the betrayal that I found out about and that I experienced. And there was another thing in the marriage that really bothered me a lot, was the lack of parental integrity that my previous partner had. I found out about it more and more after I had left the marriage. It was really quite extraordinary. So here's the purpose of this: to bridge the gap is from anger to love. And the practice is to sustain and hold the frequency of loving kindness. When we think of someone toward whom we still feel regret, anger, or resentment, this practice only takes a few minutes a day and is very powerful. And so I really began to do this. So what I did is I found this thought that really brought me a lot of joy. And I remember my daughter when she was a baby. She was about 4 or 5 months old, and she was sitting on the floor. And I just remember looking at her, and it was just such a great memory. And so I always replaced that feeling and that emotion of seeing her, that every time I had resentment and anger towards my previous partner, I would just put that in place in that. So I really chose this practice over and over again of taking that thought and that emotion and letting go of the resentment and anger and then replacing it with that. It was really quite extraordinary, and it was very, very successful. So let me share a little bit more with you after this short break, and that forgiveness is simply freeing yourself, a person who no longer wants to be ruled by his or her circumstances, conditions, the resentment, and the anger. So stay tuned, come on back, and we'll learn more about practicing forgiveness.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Welcome back, everybody. We are in the emotional dimension of life in full expression, and I'm your host, Beth Wolf. And today we're talking about the practice of forgiveness, if you're just tuning in, and really allowing ourselves to see that forgiveness is simply the freeing of a person, and even you and I, who no longer wants to be ruled by resentment, an old story, anger, pain. It is super, super amazing. So, just a little bit about a summary of what happens when you do that is when you are no longer fueled by resentment and hurt that pushed your own good away from you, you get more energy to that. And I experienced that in my own life, that as I chose to let go of one perception and know that the universe is for me and that life is for me, that I was no longer poisoning the field of my precious dream, and my life in full expression really began to grow. And even to this day, it's still growing. And forgiveness has given me an amazing gift over and over again. I use it every day to shift my perception. If I notice that I'm not coming from love and for love with someone, I'm like, I'll just, in my mind, even out loud, I'll just say cancel, delete. and exchange that thought for a loving thought. And forgiveness wasn't done for someone else. It was really done for me in all that process. It's really about liberating myself. And this freed up a lot of energy as I experienced this and practiced this forgiveness over and over again, really intensely for 2 to 3 years after the completion of my 25-year marriage. I really put a lot of energy into repatterning my thinking and feeling. So that allowed me to make some pretty extraordinary quantum leaps in myself, not only in healthy perceptions and in my thought life, but one of the things that showed up externally is when I first left my marriage, I was working part-time and I chose to stay home mostly with my daughters, and I had only generated about $8,000 that year because really we were, you know, living off of my previous husband's salary. And so because of this practice of forgiveness and how I liberated my energy, in just 3 short years, I was generating close to $100,000 in income. I got sources of income from expected and unexpected ways. I got jobs from unexpected and expected ways, and things showed up as I liberated my energy and no longer put it into anger and resentment and, you know, woe is me, I wasn't paying attention and experienced betrayal. I really began to be the hero in my life, and I transformed that. And so if I would have held onto that resentment, I would have had the energy to continue to just spiral downward. But by letting go of it and giving up that perception for another one and putting my hands out, so much sources came to me. So I just want to leave you with this question. Who are you, you know, who might you be having resentment toward, or anger, or pain? What story are you telling over and over again that you could actually open your hand and turn it upside down and let go of it today and start a practice? And so I'm going to give you this practice that I learned from my mentor, and she learned it from the Dalai Lama, and it is really activated an incredible outcome for me, and it's compassion. That's what's on the other side of this, is compassion for my previous partner, compassion for my adult children, and it's this loving kindness meditation. And I sincerely wrote it and said it daily for 2 to 3 years, somewhere in that avenue there. But it goes like this. Maybe you've heard of it. May I truly be happy. May I live in peace. May I live in love. May I know the power of forgiveness. And may I live in recognition that my life has deep meaning and good purpose. And so I said that for myself. And then I would insert my previous partner's name. I would insert my daughter's names. And I would say that for them. I would say the same thing. I would say, Maddie and Ellie, may you truly be happy. May you live in peace. May you live in love. May you know the power of forgiveness. And may you live in the recognition that your life has deep meaning and good purpose. And I will continue to do that with them and for them. And Wayne Dyer said that if you can change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And I am holding that image and I am holding that frame, and I know that it is on its way. So I want to leave you with this, that the work of forgiveness is internal, and it's being done for you and for me. And every time we think of that person of resentment and anger, every time we think of that experience and every time it comes to mind, instead of an expansion of energy, you know, which is love's presence, there's a contraction of energy that happens with those thoughts, the resentment, the fear, and the anger. So think about right now in your life. Somebody who has been difficult for you. It could be a friend, it could be a parent, it could be a coworker. Somebody in your own life where every time you think of that person, there's just this kind of contraction of energy. This is a good place to start. This is a good place to recognize that there's some work here in terms of freeing up some energy that is now being used for holding resentment. And that same energy could actually be building your dream, building a life in full expression, building those things that you would really truly love to experience. And so, but it's unavailable to build the dream if you're holding on to the resentment. It's only if you actually free that energy that you now have the resources that's required to keep the field clean so that the dream can grow and that your energy is really available for that. So ask yourself that question. Maybe there might be someone that you're holding some resentment and anger and pain towards. Are you retelling a story? And you could go ahead, you can easily Google that metta prayer by the Dalai Lama. It's on there. So I want to leave you with that. Put that practice of forgiveness. Keep it there. Allow yourself to shift one perception for another. And as always, I want to end us with asking powerful questions is going to bring powerful answers. And so allow yourself to awaken to your greatness and express your soul essence in and for the world to explore, elevate, and expand in love. And next week, we're going to do an encore presentation of one of my favorite episodes I've done on creating lasting relationships. And so enjoy that encore presentation next Monday, and I'll be back the following Monday. Take care, you guys, and enjoy a freer, fuller life practicing forgiveness. Thanks for tuning in to Life in Full Expression with me, Beth Wolf. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be your most elevated self and pursue a path of fulfillment, clarity, expansion, fun, and living your best life. If you would like to discover the seven dimensions of your life blueprint of expression, to fully express yourself, reveal your heart's clarity for dynamic direction, and activate your unique capability, visit BethWolf.com. That's Beth, W-O-L-F-E.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.